On Inside Motorsport this week, we wrap up our chat with Craig Jervis, the events manager for the Central Queensland Motorsport Club. I hope you stay with us.
And what about over the last 2 years with COVID interruptions and COVID restrictions? How did that impact the club's ability to put on events and to host the range of things that you normally would?
COVID, was probably, like for everybody, it was a big mad panic in the first part. We did lose 2020. We tried to hold some smaller events, and then the restrictions sort of got hold of that. The major events, it was too hard, like the Gold Rush Hill Sprint, because we have teams coming from all around Australia, and then with all the shutdowns, and no one knew, what was going to happen the next day, because as we know, the governments, they open it today and then close the door tomorrow, and you could be on this side of the border, but you can't go home. So it was very, very hard. So we decided to, close 2020 and just, we just got to write it off and ride the wave and see what we can do. And we used that time because of that to get things, motivated and happening for 2021 to move forward. How can we make things better? Because we've got this time up our sleeve so that we can, hopefully try and make things better moving forward into 2021, and which we did. So we were back having club events, and, the small motor Carnacross cross events in 2021. The Gold Rush was back, the Hill Sprint, which is our premier event. That was back, and it was, we've grown each year. It's just, it went gangbusters in 2021. So now, most of the restrictions are, gone. I read today that the mask will be gone in next Friday, I think it is, for Queensland. So, we're moving forward, and I think it's a good thing. And, we were able to embrace the rules and regulations and make it work for the club. And it gives us time to regroup and look at procedures, I suppose, and on how we can improve moving forward. We have the time, so we use that to make things better.
And Rockhampton Council weren't willing to go forward with your land appropriation that you'd hoped for a couple of years back. How far down the road do you think you will be getting a permanent home or a permanent facility from motor racing?
Let's say it's in the pipeline. The land acquisition for the council to try and go forward, there's a lot of controversy in that of why and why it didn't go ahead. The club was always pushing forward. We have to be unique. Where we are, we're in we're in the middle of Queensland on the coast, you can build a racetrack that's the same as everybody's, So where we are, we need to attract people to be able to come from Brisbane, come from Townsville, even come from over the border down your way. Why do I want to come to Rockhampton? Why do I want to come to Rockhampton to race at their circuit? It's the same as Phillip Island. It's the same as at Winton Raceway or Wanneroo, wherever around Australia. But we always said that our track has to be unique. And some parts of the council, of the previous council, could not see that, and did not want to talk to the people that are involved that race every day, that we do this. It's not a living for us, it's a hobby. But, you need to talk to the grassroots people to say, okay, what do you actually need in the track? And that never happened, and then they came and decided on a block of ground. Again, they never associated any club in it. Are you for it because it's going to happen? Oh, you got to be, But is it the right place? No. There's too many houses. There's all these negatives against what that proposal offered. And, you've got to look at those things, and because you don't want to, as we know around the world, and we talk Australia here, you've had an airport, but someone goes and buys the house next to an airport, then they go, why is the airport there? It's the same with the racetrack. You know, Lakeside in Brisbane, one of the best tracks in Australia, you know, it has that same problem. You know, houses encroach on, oh, why is that racetrack there? So you've got to close the racetrack or you put restrictions. The Rockhampton that was proposed a couple of years ago was exactly the same. Before, it wasn't even built. It wasn't even on the table. It had restrictions. You can't do that. You need to be able to build a racetrack that we can race on for the next 35, 40, 50 years. And then, you know, the infrastructure's, you know, dying. So then you move on and you build another one somewhere else. Or it's in the right place where the governments can see the benefits of it, so they will pour money into it to upgrade it, you know, to keep it going. You know, so there's a lot of things, you know, around why, you know, but, you know, the club's moving forward. You know, we are moving forward trying to keep pushing federal and state government, you know, for funding to give us a motorsport plan. You know, we have an election coming up. You know, so now's the time. We've got to be on the bandwagon. So if you're a motorsport fan, you need to get on to our local members in our area for Rockhampton and push and say that, hey, we need a motorsport club. Get behind Central Queensland Motorsporting Club. Get behind these guys because we need a sport, you know, that complex here built, you know, so we can move forward. You know, that's all I can say about that side of it, Craig.
Well, Craig Jervis from the Central Queensland Motorsporting Club, thank you so much for your time. And we look forward to seeing how Central Queensland Motorsport does grow with certainly a bit further north and a bit further south, a lot more interest as there's more facilities made available. And hopefully that will help your case in the Rocky area.
Yeah, no, thanks very much, Craig. Thanks to yourself and your program. And, you know, we need to get the word out. Motorsport does matter. No matter where you are in Australia, motorsport does matter. It's a major sport. It's one of the biggest, you know, inputs of money into any community where a motorsport facility is. You know, people need to realise that. It's bigger than football. It's bigger than soccer, you know. So people need to realise that, you know. Look at the figures. Thanks, Craig.
In 2020, on Inside Motorsport, we met a young man called Sam Henderson, who was trying to put together a rally on the steps of South Australia's Parliament House to call for the bringing back of the Adelaide 500. Supporting him was the South Australia Labor leader in opposition, Paul Manalauskas. A few weeks ago, he was put into office as Premier of South Australia, and Sam Henderson has seen the dream of the Adelaide 500 returning. I spoke to him about realising the movement he started has got the race back.
Oh, I haven't stopped smiling since then. It's just been like absolute euphoria is how I describe it. You know, because all people would say, oh, your opinion doesn't matter, or no, you know, the world's screwed. Well, guess what? That's proof that it isn't. Just don't give up, really, no matter what they say, because once it happens, it makes it all the more satisfying knowing you've put in the hard work.
Some of the things that you helped coordinate and your team put together, did you think you had it in you to be able to start a movement, a campaign like this?
I did not expect it to be. I mean, honestly, that special day went in front of Parliament House and did it. Absolutely incredible. And like I reckon even today I'm still getting comments. I'm still getting new comments over it, congratulating me for what I've done. And a lot of people saying that, no, this was you. You know, I'd start, you know, and, you know, and there's, and I'm certain there's some people that have all like, no, you never done anything in your life. Guess what? I just revived the state's greatest street race. What have you done?
That's all we have time for this week on Inside Motorsport. Until next time round, keep smiling and bye for now.
Inside Motorsport is produced by Thunder Media for the Community Radio Network.